25 million people live in the Ohio River watershed, in parts of 15 states. A group of journalists from 7 regional news outlets, including the Allegheny Front, got together earlier this year and asked,
"Have you ever heard anybody identify as a resident of the Ohio River watershed?"
That's Hallie Stockton, managing editor of Public Source in Pittsburgh. The question helped frame a new series about the Ohio called Good River, in homage to the translation of the word Ohio, or Ohio, in regional indigenous languages. I recently sat down with Stockton to talk about the series.
So the stories in this series look at the environment, economy, and the culture of the Ohio River watershed. And our colleague here, Julie Grant, is looking at how Marietta, Ohio, is using tourism around the river and their historic downtown for economic development. Later, she'll be reporting about plastic pollution from ethane crackers planned for the region. Tell me about some of the other stories in the series and maybe how environment, economy, and culture kind of overlap.
Two of the first stories we published have to do with the history of pollution. One of the stories focuses on the history of the Clean Water Act movement, which was in a way sparked by a river fire, the Cuyahoga River. And so that's not the Ohio, but the Ohio River was incredibly affected by the movement for clean water, this desire that now it seems very natural to people. We have sources who are talking about now there's this expectation of clean water. Well, it wasn't the case back in the late 1960s and early 70s. And so we talk about how that river fire really led to this dramatic legislation that now is governing the regulated pollutants that can be dumped into the waterways. But it also talks about, with the current administration, some of the rules that have been kind of pulled back on and what that might mean. And this all feeds into this kind of overarching theme of the project. We're looking at, yes, we have to look at, we cannot ignore the majesty of this watershed, the beauty, the great scenic views, and what this river brings to communities like Marietta, but also the growing threats, not only in industry, but with climate change.
In terms of climate change, you're looking at flooding and what other kinds of issues?
Flooding, and also we'll have a story that kind of goes into this idea of these political boundaries. You know, you have fragmentation of municipalities, but you also have fragmentation of cities and states, but we're all within this big region. And the lead regulatory commission, or SANCO, they've kind of like backed off just recently on their powers to regulate what's happening in the watershed. And so that speaks a lot to the like pollutants and agricultural runoff and other things that need to be kind of treated in a more holistic sense and are potentially not going to be. And by not doing that, or by like backing off on certain practices now, it may lead to different repercussions, especially as climate change is kind of making everything a little bit more extreme.
Some of the stories celebrate places and people along the river, and others highlight problems that the region is struggling with. Can you share maybe your favorite story of celebration and then the kind of the flip side of that?
I'm not sure that this is exactly something I would call a celebration, but it speaks to this like this connection, this really, really deep connection to this asset that defines a really vast region. One of the reporters working with Environmental Health News, he's featuring an Indiana resident who has moved back to a very small town in Indiana after working in coastal cities on environmental issues. And he's moved back to where his grandparents had, you know, a homestead. And he has created his own waterkeeper alliance there because he's so proud of his roots and he wants to preserve that. And he's working really hard to grow the fundraising of this waterkeeper alliance so that not only he can make a living wage doing this work that is so important to him, but also so that they can actually be making an impact in this area he loves.
Waterkeepers kind of patrol waterways looking for problem areas and sort of keeping an eye out, right?
And from what I understand, they also can lead lawsuits when there are bad things are being done or regulations are being broken. And I know in Indiana, they have the corporation AK Steel, which is attributed to 70% of the regulated pollutants that are dumped into the Ohio River. And that's pretty significant given that as recently as 2015, the Ohio River was deemed the most polluted river in the United States.
And National Geographic is also involved. Tell me about how that came about and what they're doing.
So National Geographic Society is partnering with the Lenfest Institute for Journalism on kind of helping to promote collaborations and some innovative environmental coverage in different regions. And what the National Geographic Society is doing within this project is connecting us to a firm named Blue Raster. They're an interactive mapping firm, and they helped us put together this 24-stop interactive map of highlights of the Ohio. We kind of were tasked with imagining if we wanted to give people a sense of this great river, or maybe I should say good river, and like almost like a road trip kind of feel, what would we focus on? So every newsroom came together and pulled based off of their knowledge and their location to indicate like they have to see this and they have to see that and or know this.
What's one of the points that maybe people might not recognize or something that's interesting to you?
Well, the very first one is the start of the Lewis and Clark Trail, which we've posted with a great historical painting of that. So it's not just like a photo of a marker. You get this like the real sense of history there. But then you go to things like a nuclear power station. There's these beautiful spots like a wildflower reserve, and then you hit a coal ash impoundment, and then back to the falls at Ohio and Louisville. And so that's again taking on that theme of like we cannot ignore this dichotomy that we're seeing, and that there's such beauty and that there's a great desire to preserve it, but there are also a lot of threats there that we should, this is all together and we cannot ignore one or the other.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Hallie Stockton is the managing editor of Public Source and the project editor for Good River, a series of videos, audio pieces, online journalism, and photography from 7 news outlets about the Ohio River watershed. To get updates from the collaboration and fun facts about the Ohio through the end of January, text H2O to 412-528-6575. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.